Hockey every Tuesday in The Herd on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
So the Stars have a chance to inbound it underneath their own basket. They lead it 38-31. Inbounded for Squires. She'll fire a three. Missed it, but the rebound by Shundoff as Shundoff hits the putback.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Ord as the Kearney Catholic Stars hit the road to tangle with the Ord Chanticleers. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
As there was a mismatch there as Moore was on it. And now they'll get it out for Mestel. Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three. Zach Jackson with the three-pointer, and it's 24-17.
The Kearney Catholic Lady Stars are off to a 4-0 start, and the boys will try to bounce back from their first loss of the season against a high-scoring Chanticleer squad. It's Kearney Catholic and Ord coming up next, but first the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar live from Ord High School right after this word from New Tech Seed.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
How long? Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Orne as the Chanticleers playing host to the Kearney Catholic Stars here in a Luplat Conference doubleheader. We anticipate a high-scoring affair, especially on the boys' side. The girls' side, a pretty young team here for the Chanticleers taking on the 3-0 Stars. Let's give you our starting lineups, beginning, first of all, for visitors from Kearney Catholic. Shayla Connor is a 5'9 senior. She'll start with Allie Prasowski, who's 5'6 and a junior. Whitney Colling, 5'6 junior. Maddie Squires, a sophomore at 5'8, and Kayla Shundoff, 5'8 senior for head coach Rick Petrie. Now for Jennifer Ramsey and the Ord Lady Chanticleers, their starters are Catherine Lansman, a 5'4 junior, Morgan Alexander, 5'7 and a sophomore, Troy Barron as a 5'7 junior, Hallie Ramsey, 5'7 and a sophomore, and Katie Grant, a 6-foot tall sophomore. We'll be back with more right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Ord. Again, the starters for Ord are Lansman, Alexander, Barron, Ramsey, and Grant. For Kearney Catholic, it's Connor, Prasowski, Colling, Squires, and Shundoff. Your starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. And that will wrap up our New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And the opening tip is in the air, and it is controlled by Kearney Catholic. So Star is working in the front court. They throw it in down low. Whitney Colling's got it. Tough shot by Colling, and she gets it back, and she will miss the putback. as we get things going on here. I'm driving in underneath is Calling again. Calling can't get the shot to fall. And there is a ball that goes out of bounds off the foot of one of the Kearney Catholic players. And so it will be Ord basketball. Facing full court pressure here is Kearney Catholic. And they will force the turnover. Prasoski is going to fire a three-pointer. It is up and no good. And so that missed three, but the rebound is tipped around. Prasoski now on the drive, a little floater in the lane, and she'll miss that one. As Allie Prasoski with the miss, and now finally Ord is able to get it across half court for the first time today. Landsman facing a little pressure, dribbles all the way down to the baseline. A little runner has her shot blocked, and coming up with a loose ball is going to be Kayla Shundoff. So Shundoff comes up with a block and the basketball, gives it up to Prasoski. She drives the length of the court, and she is fouled on her way to the basket. And the foul is going to be whistled on Morgan Alexander. That is going to be her first foul. First team foul, first personal foul, and to the free throw line to shoot a couple is going to be Allie Prasoski. And Prasoski's first free throw is our first point of the day. She makes the first of two. And Kearney Catholic with an early 1-0 lead here. 6:58, quarter number one, second free throw up and perfect. And now Kearney Catholic, after that made shot, will have the chance to put the pressure on. With the basketball right now is Alexander. Alexander will snap it up ahead to Barron. Barron, long pass. That's Landsman dribbling down that right sideline. And on her way to the basket, she's going to be fouled by Prasoski. And that'll be the first foul of the ball game here on Allie Prasoski. First team foul whistled on Kearney Catholic as well. So the Lady Chanticleers will toss it in. Alexander on the dribble. And Alexander carried the ball. So Ward with the turnover. And that is going to be their second of the game. And Kearney Catholic with a 2-0 lead will face just a little bit of token pressure by Barron, as across the timeline is going to be Calling. She'll hand it off to Squires. Squires from the elbow. Now we'll give it off on the right side for Shundoff. She'll skip it top of the circle. And now working it back around here. Left side is Allie Prasoski. Prasoski, great ball fake. Now she'll drive. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Ord. So Ord snagging the rebound. And they'll work it around the perimeter. Landsman comes up with it. Looking for the ball down low is going to be Grint. And Grint, who pulled down that rebound just a little bit ago, will go back on offense here. And the ball on the inside knocked loose. And it's going to be a held ball or a foul. It's going to be a held ball. Possession arrow is pointing to the Chanticleers. So the Chants will inbound it. And checking in for Ward, our first substitution of the game, is going to be number 21, Jordan Cuck. Quick little jumper on that right side off the inbounds. Grint with the miss. And coming out of there with the rebound is going to be Whitney Calling. So Calling with the rebound. And she'll give it to Prasoski. Prasoski thought about the three in the right wing, but she'll work it around. Now driving here is going to be Connor. Connor with the shot, and no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Ramsey. So Ramsey pulls down the rebound. After Kearney Catholic misses the two. Neither team really shooting very well. It's 2-0 here, about 2.5 minutes in. Entry pass down low, and the foul will send Hallie Ramsey to the free throw line. It lobbed it down low for her, and then the double team kind of collapsed on her, and Whitney Calling is going to be called for the reach. So a couple of free throws here as Ramsey will shoot two. It is 2-0 with 5:28 to go, and now it's 2-1 after that first one is made here by Ramsey. And this game just kind of feels kind of choppy here in the early stages. Second free throw on the way, in and out, no good. Up high for the rebound is going to be Squires. So Squires pulls down the rebound, and up ahead come the Stars. They'll get the ball back off here for Squires. And now dribbling on that left side is Prasoski. Her 15-foot jumper is no good. And rebound is taken out of there by Landsman. So Landsman is able to pull down the rebound. And the Chanticleers were working on the baseline. Stepping in there, a little jump stop, and the shot is up and good for Ord as Kate Grint with her first 2 points of the night. And for the first time tonight, Ord has the lead at 3-2. Between the circles with it, Kayla Shundoff. Shundoff will skip it off on the left side. Nice little give and go, and driving in underneath is Kearney Catholic's Maddie Squires, and Squires is kind of undercut as she put up the shot. Great pass to the elbow, and immediately coming through as soon as the pass was made to the elbow, Squires cut in. She got the lob pass in underneath, and the foul is going to be whistled on Ramsey. And that'll be her first, and the sophomore, Squires, will step to line and shoot two. The first one is up high, bounces around on the rim, and it is no good. So Squires misses the first of two, and it remains 3-2, and Kearney Catholic makes some wholesale substitutions as checking in is Morgan Studi. Caitlin Long came into the game, and also Jordan Streit. And Kylie Teal. The free throw is up and good for the sophomore Squires. And now the Stars will put some pressure on. Checking in after that free throw is Anna Squire. So Anna comes in and replaces her big sister. And she's able to knock the ball loose. Turnover as Long comes up with a loose ball. She kicks it up ahead here. Teal will give it right back on the right wing. They give it for Studi. Studi on that right corner. There's Squires. Squires will let everybody cycle through. She gave it away. Now they get it off for Long. And Long on that right side. They're going to say when she caught it, took a little bunny hop with it. And Kearney Catholic's going to turn the ball over. Stars were moving the ball pretty effectively there until just that little bunny hop cost Kearney Catholic possession of the basketball. So Grint will give the ball off here for Barron. She'll bring it across the timeline. She's working against some pressure. Ball was knocked loose there momentarily by Michelle Messbarger, who came in just a little bit ago. As right now, there are no starters out there for Kearney Catholic, and we have reached the 4:04 mark of quarter number one. And that's something that Coach Petrie's been able to do this year, and that's use a very deep bench and substitute five at a time, and we're going to have a travel as dribbling on that right side is Tori Barron, and Barron's going to turn it over. She's kind of drug her foot when she tried to make a stop there, and Michelle Messbarger will bring it across the timeline. Tied at three, inside of 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Michelle bounce pass it to Long, who kicks down on the elbow. There's Squires for 15 foot. Her shot is no good, and Grint will pull down the rebound. So Kate Grint with another defensive rebound and dribbling through some pressure here is going to be Morgan Alexander. Alexander, a little runner from 15 feet, back of the iron, no good. We got a foul on the rebound. Squires was in hand-to-hand combat there with Hallie Ramsey. And they're going to call Squires for the foul. So Anna Squires will pick up her first personal foul. Third team foul here on Kearney Catholic. Barron will skip it into the corner. There's Alexander. She's going to fire a three. It is no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by the Stars. On the run here is going to be Morgan Studi. Studi comes up with it. And now a little runner in the lane. Shot here by Kylie Teal. And it's going to be rebounded offensively there by Studi. Studi's little jumper is no good. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Long. So Studi pulls down a couple of rebounds here in short order, but Kearney Catholic can't get any points out of it. So to inbound the ball here, facing some pressure, is going to be the Chanticleers. They toss it in to Cuck, and Cuck facing a little bit of pressure. She'll give it off here for Morgan Alexander. And pass up ahead and nearly going out of bounds, but that hustle by Alexander keeps it from being a turnover, and now the bad pass, it is stolen away. There's Michelle Messbarger. She tries the layup, and it's blocked out of bounds. Great hustle there by Ord as Cuck is able to swipe that one away. So Jordan Cuck with the block after Kearney Catholic is able to make the steal. But the Stars will maintain possession here after that steal by Messbarger. She'll put it on the baseline in the hands of Studi. Studi will drive that baseline in a double team. Ball's on the ground, and the Chanticleers come away with it. So Kearney Catholic turns the ball over, and now on the run here is going to be Barron, and they're trying to pick her pocket. They can't make the steal, but her jump stop is a little awkward, and it will be an Ord turnover. She didn't have much room to breathe there as Michelle Mesbarger was with her stride for stride, and that'll be a turnover here on the Chanticleers. 3-3, 2.5 to go. Kick into the corner. Here's Long on the baseline. 12-foot jumper, no good. Offensive rebound on the drive is going to be Teal. Teal missed it, and then we're going to have another shot on the putback, but that is going to be a foul as Morgan Studi pulled down the rebound. And we've got the foul. So a rebound here for Studi, and that's going to put her at the free throw line after the foul was whistled on Jordan Cock. The free throw is up and good. So the Stars now with a 4-3 lead. Second free throw on the way. It is no good. Offensive rebound, a couple of them there for Long. Long missed both of them. And finally coming out of there with it is going to be the Chanticleers. Snagging the bound was Grant, and we've got a whistle. Well, Long with some pretty good work in there, trying to get a couple of rebounds, but she wasn't able to hit the shot, and then we got a reach-in foul that is whistled on Kearney Catholic, and that'll go against Morgan Studi. That'll be her first foul of the ball game. Stars trying to pressure here things with 2:10 to go. They lead it 4-3. Pass up ahead here. On the run is going to be Cassie Guidston, who checked in just a little bit ago. She'll work it back around the perimeter here to Alexander. Alexander working against Mesbarger, takes it to the lane. Bounce pass on the right wing. Quick jumper here by Guidston. It is no good, and Long is able to pull down the rebound. So Long with the rebound, and here come the Stars as Studi will kick it off on the left wing. There's Teal. Teal will hand it off to Elena Bach. She's going to drive, shot no good. Rebound, and Ord steps out of bounds with it. Great hustle trying to get to the basketball by Tori Barron, but wasn't able to come up with a loose ball. And it will be Kearney Catholic ball here. Off the inbounds, they get it in. Cut, shot is up and good for Kayla Shundoff. Came off the high screen, got that bounce pass, and she was able to make it. Nice job there by Shundoff. Hitting the two, and she is hit on the arm on the shot. So that foul will be given to Hannah Heil. And the offensive rebound in underneath, and it's laid up and in. Great hustle in underneath by Maddie Squires. So Squires will make the putback after the missed free throw by Shundoff. And now on the baseline with it is going to be Ramsey. Ramsey kicks it out top of the circle for Barron. She's going to skip it off on the left side for Alexander. Alexander lost it, driving the baseline. That'll be another Ord turnover. And Kearney Catholic now leading it with five straight points. They now lead it 8-3 with a minute 11 to go here. Kicking that right side. Here's Squires. She's going to fire a three, and she hits nothing but the bottom of the well. Maddie Squires drains in that three-pointer. That was a pretty-looking shot. First three-pointer of the game for either team, and the Stars now lead it by 8. Bounce pass on the baseline. Heil in a little bit of trouble. She'll kick it out top of the key here. Alexander, she's going to answer right back. Morgan Alexander strokes in the three-pointer. And with 35 seconds to go, Stars bring in the offensive zone. On the dribble, Allie Prasoski. She'll step up, and she'll hit a three. Well, once they broke the seal, these two teams right now are chucking up threes, and they're hitting them. Three straight possessions, three straight threes, and now Kearney Catholic forces the steal. Coming up with the steal is Whitney Calling, and Calling will kick it up ahead. Inside for Squire. She's going to hand it off. Driving is going to be Connor. Connor will lay it up and in, and she was fouled. Nice little give and go, and Shayla Connor will try to go to the line and finish off a three-point play. They entered it inside for Squires, and she just handed it right off to Connor. Connor drove in, hit the layup, and was hit on the arm by Tori Barron, and that is going to be her first foul of the ball game. So now Connor will go back to the free throw line, where she has the one shot. It is on the way, and it is short. But it's rebounded out of there by Connor. So Connor will get it in underneath. Another offensive rebound and a miss. Another offensive rebound and a miss. And now there's going to be a foul on Kearney Catholic as they missed a couple of putback opportunities. And the foul is going to be whistled on Kayla Shundoff. That'll be her first foul of the ball game. 2.9 to go. They inbound it to the Chanticleers. They shoot about a 75-footer that's about 30 feet short, and that will do it for one quarter of play. Kearney Catholic, after one quarter, leading award by a score of 16-6. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here. One quarter is in the books, and Kearney Catholic right now with a 16-6 lead over Ord. Don't forget on our sister station, Shelton and Kennesaw getting together on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And the Breeze, currently we'll a little ways away here from having coverage of hockey, as they'll be taking on the Youngstown Phantoms. A little give and go. Nice cut through the lane. Left-handed layup. No good for Kayla Shundoff. Ball is on the ground. And coming up with a loose ball is going to be Tori Barron. So Barron pulls down the rebound. Here come the Chanticleers. And in traffic is Alexander. They'll work it back around the perimeter. And they'll get off here on the left side for Geisden. And they'll give it off on the right wing here for Alexander. Alexander snaps it on that right side. And it's going to be a turnover coming up with a loose ball. It is going to be Maddie Squires. So she comes up with the steal and a three in the corner, up and good. Whitney Calling strokes in the three-pointer. They're just a quick little drive and kick into the corner. She strokes in the three, and the Stars now with a 13-point lead. And we're going to have a little reach whistled here on Kearney Catholic, Shayla Connor. So she's whistled for the foul. And taking an extra step, kind of an unforced error there, is going to cost Geisden and Ord the basketball as they lost control of it. So after being tied at five, it is now, excuse me, after being tied at three, it's now 19-6. Kearney Catholic going on a little run here. We'll hand it off to Squires. Squires on the dribble. We'll kick in the right corner here for Whitney Calling. Calling off of a screen. Takes it all the way to the elbow, all the way off glass now. And there's nothing but white jerseys there. And Calling with the steal comes up with a basketball. And Calling then missed the putback. And couldn't quite pull down that rebound. It's finally coming out. There was Ramsey. Nice little pass on the inside. Ramsey now will try to put back. She has her shot blocked and out of bounds. And I think with the block on that was Maddie Squires. In any event, it went out of bounds. And the Chanticleers will inbound it. Stars right now appear to be going with either 2-1-2 or 2-3 zone defense on the inbounds. And they'll throw it here top of the circle for Alexander. Alexander's pass in the corner is stolen away. Coming up with a steal here is Kylie Teal. Teal's going to kick it up ahead here for Anna Squires. Squires right back out here for Kylie Teal. And Kylie's three is no good. So Kearney Catholic with a pretty good look at the basket there. And now coming up with it is going to be the Chanticleers. All the way down to the baseline is Alexander. And Alexander lost the ball. And then they turn it over, and here come the Stars. On the run is going to be Studi. Studi's pass is knocked out of bounds. Nice job of recognition of what was trying to happen there by Cassidy Guideson, and it's going to go out of bounds. And last touch by one of the Chanticleers. So the Stars will inbound it on their sideline. 5:47 to go. Kearney Catholic good it in to Michelle Messbarger, who checked in just a moment ago. Gets it in the corner. There's Teal for three. It is no good, but a rebound here by Kearney Catholic, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. On the right wing here is the Stars in the lane. A little runner by Long, and Long can't come up with it, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And that'll be on the Chanticleers. The foul going to be on number 30, Kate Grint. That is going to be her first. And Kearney Catholic will inbound underneath their own basket. Morgan Studi popping out top of the key. She'll get the inbounds. She's looking for Michelle Messbarger, threw it in. Now she'll throw it left side for Kylie Teal. Teal gave it away, now got it back. Long asking for the ball, gets it back. Now she's top of the key. She'll give it off on the right side here for Anna Squires. Squires kicks left corner for Messbarger. Just about everybody's touched the ball in this possession, and now they'll dump it inside. Nice little dump pass in for Anna Squires, and Squires will get the bucket. And again, Kearney Catholic will list bring in a brand new set of five players, and they work together pretty well. This second unit has kind of won their shifts, that's for sure. Drive on that right side, and we're going to have a little touch foul on the drive and hitting it off glass. That's a nice soft touch here by Morgan Alexander. Just a little bit of a touch foul. Again, I'm not complaining about the foul. It was accurate, but you kind of got gypped there because there wasn't a whole lot of contact by Kylie Teal. And the free throw is no good. And rebounded out of there after Alexander had the miss. And we've got a blocking foul in underneath. Now they're going to call a charge. I thought she was too far underneath it. In any event, Squires on the drive is going to be whistled for the player control foul. She was there in time. I just thought they were going to say she was too far underneath the basket. So that'll be a turnover on Kearney Catholic as well. Chanticleers will inbound it. And Cuck with a high dribble. Her pass stolen away by Squires, and that out of bounds. They're going to say Squires actually, the official initially signaled the wrong direction. I was confused for just a moment there. That'll be an Ord turnover. They get it for Squires. Squires with the inbounds, and I guess I should be specific. That's Maddie who checked in a minute ago. They give it for Teal, and Teal lost the basketball, and now Kearney Catholic's trying to get it back, and they're going to tie it up. And so possession arrow pointing to Ord, so that will be a turnover on Kearney Catholic here. Unofficially, eight turnovers for Ord, four for Kearney Catholic. Squires, Prasowski, Michelle Messbarger, she's going to come out as a strike comes in for her. Morgan Studi out there, and Long here for Kearney Catholic. Chanticleer's inbound it for Tori Barron. Barron will give it up ahead here for Alexander. They double-team her, and the pass up ahead is going to be off the legs of one of the Chanticleers, and it's a turnover. Pressure by Kearney Catholic forces the turnover on the baseline, and the Stars will inbound it, leading it 21-8. Again, at one point, we were 3-3. And since then, it's been an 18-5 run here for Kearney Catholic. On the dribble, Prasowski at the elbow. She'll just flip it off. On the drive here is going to be Squires. Squires takes it all the way in. Shot off glass, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Caitlin Long. Long with the rebound. And now she'll drive. And she misses the shot. Kicks it out. Here's Squires firing a three. In and out, no good. Ball's on the ground on the rebound. And they're going to call a jump ball. Well, the Stars missed a couple of opportunities there, but the possession arrow was still pointing their way, so they'll have a chance to score on this trip anyway as they'll inbound underneath their own basket. And they're just going to throw it between the circles. Coming up with the basketball here is going to be Studi. And then Strite now will give it to Prasowski. Chanticleer is going man-to-man. Squires has it on that right side. And Maddie Squires will give it to Strite. Left side, stepping back, firing the three is Allie Prasoski. It's no good, and trying desperately to save it was Maddie Squires, and she couldn't get there in time. So that'll be a team rebound here for the Chanticleers. 3:26 to go, quarter number two. Don't forget, at halftime, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Talk with Coach Carlin, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. On the dribble here is going to be Caitlin DeRiso, who checked in a little bit ago. And Ward will turn it over, as coming up with a loose ball is going to be Whitney Calling. Calling across the timeline on the dribble, double team, trying to get it to Prasoski. And Prasoski started moving into an open area just as that pass is being released. And so Kearney Catholic will turn it over. And we got a timeout here for the Chanticleers. Jennifer Ramsey, the head coach for Ord, calls the timeout with her team trailing it 21-8 with 3:06 to go here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this timeout.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Chanticleer is facing some full court pressure here from Kearney Catholic, but they're able to get it in without much problem into the hands of Toy Barron. Barron will hand the ball back off, and now on the dribble here is going to be Cuck. She'll throw it on the baseline. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Prasoski. And so Prasoski, kind enough to track the ball down over there, as Allie now will hand it off to the official. And Barron will inbound in the corner here. And they'll throw it between the circles. Open there for the three is DeRiso, but she's going to step up and bank in a 15-footer. Nice little play there by Caitlin DeRiso. And she's able to hit the shot. And she's got 2 points. And Ord now in double figures. It's 21-10. 2:40 to go here before halftime. With the dribble, leads Whitney Calling. She'll give it off for Squires. On the run here is Maddie Squires. She'll kick in the corner. Open for the jumper is Whitney Calling. And Calling's able to stroke it in. Nice ball movement by the Stars. And they cash in for a two-pointer. And it gives them the chance to put the pressure on. As Ramsey will play a little catch with Barron. They face the double team and almost stolen away by Squires. But Ramsey will bring the offensive zone. And she probably just got away with a walk. I think if this wasn't a 13-point ball game, they probably would have blown their whistle. But Ward does turn the ball over. And the Stars are on the run. You know, the ball was loose, and Squires picked it up, and she thought about a three just now. She's going to kick on the right side for Whitney Calling. Calling's three is no good, and Squires pulls down the rebound, and she's going to head to the line as she was fouled. Nice job there by Maddie Squires pulling down that offensive rebound. And the foul is going to be whistled on number 30, Kate Grant. That is going to be her second foul. Free throw for Squires is on the way, up and good. So Maddie Squires is able to stroke in the first of two. She makes the first to make it now 24-10 with a minute 58 to go. Checking in for the Stars going to be Kayla Shundoff. So Shundoff will come in. And Squires will bend the knees. Maddie's free throw is on the way, and it is good. So she makes both free throws. And it's 25-10. Minute 55, pass tip, ball knocked loose. Connor couldn't come up with it. It's in the hands here of Ord. On the run is going to be DeRiso. DeRiso has it in the corner, lost it momentarily. It was able to track it down. Gives it to Grant. Grant kicks it out. Shot no good. Squires can't come up with a rebound on the drive. Shot a little bit too strong by Hallie Ramsey. But Ramsey is able to lay it up. And then she missed the shot. But fighting for the rebound, she was then fouled by Squires. So Squires whistled for the foul. And so at the free throw line is going to be Ramsey. And she missed the first one. But she was in the act of shooting, so she'll have one more here. 1:37 to go before halftime, 25-10 Stars. Chanticleer is trying to cut into it as Ramsey's free throw is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Shundoff. So Shundoff snags the bound here for the Stars, and they'll work it down on the baseline. Kick it back out for Prasoski. Prasoski gives it on the right side for Calling. Inside for Shundoff. Back out for Connor. Her three is actually going to hit off the iron, go over the top of the backboard, and that will be Ord basketball. Stars right now, three-point shooting. They are 3 of 10. Ord is 1 out of 2. But the Stars lead it by 15, 25-10. They're pressuring the ball here. And a long pass in the corner in the offensive zone. Alexander, nice hands to come up with it, but an errant pass on the way back. Prasoski with the steal. She gets it up ahead. Kylie Teal for the layup is up and good. So Prasoski with the steal, and then Teal with the layup. And we've got a whistle as the ball, well, they're going to call a timeout. Ball went out of bounds, so just good timing there for Jennifer Ramsey calling the timeout with 52 seconds to go here. She calls the timeout. Her team trails 27-10. Timeout Chanticleers. We're back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Ord. It's 27-10, the Stars with the lead. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We're here in Ord. And again, this will be the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth on the road tonight. As the Stars hitting the road, the Kearney Catholic girls are now 4-0 on the season and well positioned to make it halfway to number 10 as they lead by 17, but still a lot of basketball left here. Chanticleers facing some full court pressure. On the dribble here is Catherine Landsman. Landsman turned it over, stolen away. Here's going to be Prasoski for the layup. It's up and good. So Allie Prasoski helping with the steal. She's able to lay it up and in. It was actually Connor that came up with a loose ball and the assist on the pass up ahead. And the ball goes out of bounds on a pass, but it was off the fingertips of Kearney Catholic as Kylie Teal just a shade behind making that long interception. 29 seconds to go here before halftime. And a nice entry pass on the inbounds, and it's going to result in a layup here for Hallie Ramsey. They just kind of lost track of Ramsey, and she got an easy bucket. 29-12, Stars comfortably ahead. Maddie Squires will throw it between the circles here for Kylie Teal, and Teal will fire a three, and wow, that is WNBA range, and Teal strokes it in. So Kylie Teal with that three-pointer, and 2 seconds left. Turnaround three at the buzzer, front of the rim, and no good by Hallie Ramsey. That was a pretty good look there for Ord, but they missed the three at the buzzer, and so it's a 20-point game at halftime. Kearney Catholic leads it 32-12 over the Ord Chanticleers. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
And welcome back here. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. We are at halftime here where the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars with a comfortable 32-12 lead over the Ord Chanticleers. And let's give you some of the scoring information that we have for you. We'll begin, first of all, for Ord, and for the Lady Shants, leading the way here in the first half with 5 points is Morgan Alexander. Hallie Ramsey's got three. Caitlin DeRiso with two, and Kate Grint with 2 points. Total all that up, that'll be the 12 here for the Lady Chanticleers. Rebounding-wise, a total of 11 rebounds across the board here in the first half for the Chanticleers. Meanwhile, Kearney Catholic, in terms of rebounds, 19 rebounds in that first half. And shooting for the two teams, 11 of 39 for the field for the Stars. Only 5 of 10, only 10 shots so far for Ord here in the first half, where Kearney Catholic has put up 39 shots. And again, they're out-rebounding them. And also in terms of turnovers, 12 turnovers for the Chanticleers, only 6 for Kearney Catholic. Now checking the numbers here real quick for Kearney Catholic here in the first half. And boy, there's been a lot of scoring to share out there. 8 points for Maddie Squires, 7 for Allie Prasowski, 5 points for Whitney Culling, 5 points for Kylie Teal, 2 for Shayla Connor, 2 for Anna Squires, 2 for Kayla Shundoff, and Morgan Studi has 1 as well. The Stars lead it here at intermission, 32-12. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about boys basketball here with Scott Carlin, the head coach of the Stars. We'll do that right after this timeout.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. We're on the road as the Ord Chanticleers playing host to the Kearney Catholic Stars in boys and girls basketball. The girls at halftime lead at 32-12. Time now to talk a little bit about the boys game. And to help us out with that is Scott Carlin, the head boys basketball coach of Kearney Catholic. 2-1 last week. You have to be pretty happy with how that was overall. Grand Island Central Catholic is going to give a lot of people a lot of problems, and you guys played right with them. Your assessment after having those first three games under your belt?
You know, we played actually better than I thought we did initially when I looked back at the films and stuff. We had a lot of open looks. Some just didn't go down, and that's the way the ball rolls sometimes. But we played extremely well for three solid games against some good competition. And I'm pleased at where we are after the first weekend.
Well, what sort of things did you work on? I mean, during that time, you can't have any practices because they're back-to-back-to-back. But what did you work on this week?
We a lot of rebounding because we know we got a little disadvantage most of the time with our height and just shooting the ball quite a bit. And we've tweaked little things on defense and stuff like that to hopefully make it tougher when we go against teams that have a good post player. So hopefully we can do something so it's not a feast or famine type thing of we need to get the steal or it's a layup for them.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you only got one game this week. That's against Ord, so you kind of could really focus on the Chanticleers. This is a team that can fill the hole pretty effectively. It's a pretty good scoring team.
Yeah, they're scoring the ball or shooting the ball real well right now. I think they're averaging 68, 69 points a game. 1-1, but that's a little deceiving because the first night they played Ainsworth, and I don't know if Ainsworth missed a shot against them hardly. But, you know, I think they shot close to 50% themselves, and they're a very offensive-minded team right now, and that's a concern for us. We got to find a way to slow them down.
And where are those points coming from? They're somewhat guard-oriented, are they not?
They are guard-oriented, but they have a couple of 6'2", 6'4 guys inside that keep them pretty balanced. But a big key is Fahey kid, Alex Fahey, number 10. He's been around for 4 years now. I mean, coming off the bench, you're starting, and it shows that he's been a key player for them all those years.
In a lot of ways, they kind of mirror the same sort of things that you guys like to do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They really like to get up and down the court. They're playing a lot of aggressive man-to-man. They do play a little more zone than we might so far through two games. But, yeah, a lot of times it is looking like we are looking in a mirror.
When that happens, and again, they like to fill it up. They get hot. Are you guys kind of that point yet where you can kind of feel like you might be able to set the pace of the game, might be able to slow it down from time to time? Because, you know, Kearney Catholic's kind of famous for quickly, you know, getting that first good look. You take the shot. Are you thinking maybe that you with a team like this, you might want to slow it down?
You know, we're just going to play our game, and our game really has always been take the good available shot. That might be 10 seconds into possession. That might be a minute and a half into a possession. But we do have some guys that have had experience handling the ball with Matt Moore, Derek Jackson, Blake Holtmeyer, and our other guys have come around really quickly. I know we did a drill this week where they had to use 2 minutes off the clock, and all of our young guys did extremely well with moving the ball and cutting hard. So I feel comfortable if we have to say, let's slow it down, we can do that. But if we get an open look, we're not going to hesitate to let her fly.
Defensively, what does Ord like to do? Are they a zone team, a man team, full court, a combination of the three?
Kind of a combination of the three. They've shown some 1-3-1 and 2-3 defense in the half court, a little 2-2-1 press, and then they've manned the other. So they've mixed it up, trying to do some different things, hopefully finding something you're uncomfortable with. But they've played a lot of man 1-3-1.
Okay, and so for attacking that, what are you kind of looking to do?
You know, we're going to really have to flash hard, and we're going to have to get some curl guys in the middle. We got to play inside out, I really feel. We can't live and just pass the ball around the perimeter and hope that we're successful swinging the ball left to right and then hoping a shot goes in. We got to attack inside out. So I think Blake Holtmeyer's got to really be aggressive tonight.
Well, and I'm thinking Holtmeyer, Moore, and Jackson all are quick enough that they can penetrate, and then either if it's there to finish for them, they can also kick it out.
Yeah, you know, those guys do a great job of getting to the hole, and even our guys off the bench. I mean, Bryce James, I don't know if there's too many guys quicker than he is laterally. Harrison Pierce does a really good job off the dribble. Nathan Howe is deceptively quick. He's got a nice first step. And Zach's kind of one that all of a sudden you're watching film, you're like, okay, Zach, how did you get in the lane?
How did you squeeze through there?
How did you do that? And then all of a sudden he's got a wide open layup. So I really feel that we have guys that can attack the hoop, and it's from different angles. I know somebody once told me you got to get 50% of your points at least have to be inside the lane. And they were trying to talk me into a two-post system, and I go, well, you can attack with the dribble just as well, or pass and cut and stuff like that. So we're going to have to use our quickness to our advantage as best we can.
All right, key for the night. If I'm looking at one stat, what's the key?
Rebounds. Whoever has rebounds and turnovers, whoever wins those two battles will win this game.
All right, Scott, appreciate the time. Right. Best luck to you.
Thank you.
That's Scott Carlin, the head boys basketball coach for Kearney Catholic. The Stars lead in girls basketball 32-12 at the break. We'll wrap up our halftime report right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back. That wraps up our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Catholic defensively first, makes the steal, and then they tried the layup on the far end, and it's missed by Calling. And coming out of there with it is going to be the Chanticleer. So they pull down the rebound after the turnover, and Kearney Catholic can't hit the layup contested underneath the basket. So the Chanticleers back defensively, moving the ball around. Here is going to be Captain Landsman. Landsman lost the ball. Coming out of the with it is Prasowski. Prasowski on the dribble is going to step up. She's going to fire a three in transition. Front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Calling. She falls down and into the hands of Landsman. So Kearney Catholic misses the three. They get the rebound. but then they can't really take care of the basketball as they turn it over. So on that right side, Landsman. Landsman in the lane is able to dump it off here for Alexander. Alexander down low, shot by Ramsey. No good, but an offensive rebound. It's up and in for Kate Grint. So Grint is able to make the putback. And in transition, the drive and the bucket's good for Kayla Shundoff. So Shundoff goes down the length of the court, and she's able to, well, she got the ball near midcourt, was able to drive it all the way in. She got the bucket. And hit on the arm by Grint, and that is going to be her third foul. The free throw, no good, but a rebound pulled out of there by Squires. And they'll kick the ball back around. On the run here is going to be Calling. Calling gives it to Connor, and Connor is fouled. And she's going to head to the line for a couple of free throws as well. So Stars come up with that loose basketball as they missed the free throw a little bit ago, but then they get that loose ball thanks to the rebound by Squires. And now at the free throw line for a couple of free throws, going to be Connor, and the first one rolls around on the rim. It is up and good. So she hits the first one. Makes it now 35-14. Stars up by three touchdowns. And the second free throw is a little bit short. Rebound taken out of there by Squires. And Squires has been a rebounding machine here for Kearney Catholic. Maddie Squires having a real nice night rebounding. The kick out. And Calling is able to stroke in the three. They move it around, and Whitney Calling hits that three-pointer. And that allows Kearney Catholic to put that pressure on again. Loose ball. The Chanticleer is long pass up ahead. They break it with a nice pass. Here's DeRiso. DeRiso gets it down low. Shot no good, but a foul. DeRiso, good extra pass to Hallie Ramsey. And then Ramsey is fouled by Maddie Squires. And that'll be the second foul on Squires. So that ball movement, getting it into Ramsey, is going to set her to the free throw line for a couple of shots. And the first one is up and good. Mentioned it before that the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth on the road here in Ord. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford in Kearney help you out. Second free throw, a little bit too strong. As a make one but miss the other, Kearney Catholic pulls down the rebound. And Squires gets it back after the rebound. She'll fire a three. It's bouncing around. Good shooter's touch, but it will not fall. And the rebound taken out there by Whitney Calling. So Calling pulls down the offensive rebound after that missed three, and now driving in the lane. A little floater's up and good for Calling. Calling dribbled around with it. Looked like she was going to dish it off, but kept her dribble alive and was able to knife in the lane and hit the shot for a 24-point lead. And with the basketball is number 24, Cassidy Guideason, and it is missed. And guess who pulls down the rebound? It's Maddie Squires, who's able to pull down that defensive rebound after that Ord miss. Pososki with the dribble here. She'll step back, fire a three. It's back to the iron and no good. And it's rebounded out there by the Chanticleer as Ramsey pulls down the defensive rebound after Kearney Catholic missed another three. Ball knocked loose, and it's going to be stolen away by Prasoski. She's got it, but does not have an angle as a couple of those guards were back. She gives it to Connor. Connor dribbles through the lane, gives it to Squire. She'll fire a long deuce, and it turns out to be a pass inside to Shundoff, and Shundoff can't hit it. Another offensive rebound, and they miss the shot. And coming out of there with it is going to be Chanticleers, and they dribble on that far side. After the rebound was taken out of there by Barron, by Alexander, got up the rebound. Barron now checking into the game. And Kearney Catholic will make some substitutions as well. Checking in, Mackenzie Smith for the first time. Long is out there. Also checking into the game is going to be Kylie Teal. So Teal and Studi will bring it up. Studi checked in as well. They get it on the baseline. Here's an open look for the three by Studi. It is a little bit too strong and rebounded by Ord, and there's going to be a foul on Kearney Catholic. Mackenzie Smith is whistled for the foul. And so Mackenzie Smith with her first foul of the day. And the Chanticleers facing that full court pressure defense. Down by 24. They throw it up ahead. It's intercepted by Long. Long outlet pass. And Mackenzie Smith couldn't track it down. So we just kind of switched turnovers here. Kearney Catholic turned it over shortly after Ord turned it over on the other end. And it will go back to the Chanticleers, who trail at 39-15, 4:05 to go here in the third quarter. And on the dribble here is going to be Jordan Cuck. She gives off on the right side here for Morgan Alexander. Alexander double-teamed, gets it off for Barron, and we're going to have a hold whistled on, I believe. Yeah, they're going to give that one to Morgan Studi. So Studi will commit the foul. That'll be her second. And we got another timeout here for the Chanticleers. This timeout brought to you by Joe Massey Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Massey Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 3:54 to go, third quarter, 39-15. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Timeout Chanticleers. We're back after this.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new used truck, car, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help out. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out your paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Chanticleers having the offensive zone, and Smith puts pretty good pressure on, and the pass through the lane will go out of bounds. Well, that's one of those that the pressure by Smith won't look like it forced the turnover, but it did, because that sped up that pass through the lane, and somebody broke open but wasn't able to make the connection. Now Smith will have it right side. She'll fire the three. Front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath. The shot will not fall here for Kylie Teal, and it's going to go out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic misses the three. Wasn't a bad look at it. And Kylie Teal with the offensive rebound. And it was off the hands of one of the Chanticleers. So they'll play 2-3 zone as the Stars inbound it. They'll get a three on the baseline. And Kylie Teal is able to stroke it in. That was maybe just a little bit too easy, as Teal, just in that corner, stepped over there, got the inbounds, and was able to drain it. Smith put pretty good pressure on, and now we're going to have a foul trying to get to it by Whitney Colling. Pass did get through into the hands of Tori Barron, and as soon as Barron got it, Colling made contact with her and committed the foul. Messbarger checking in here for Kearney Catholic. And Michelle Messbarger will try to pressure a little bit of the inbounds as it goes down that sideline. On the dribble here is going to be Barron, and Barron gets it for Cuck. For Cook, rather, and they'll get it on the baseline here for Alexander, back around the perimeter. And they're just playing a little catch there. Kearney Catholic right now going with a little, 2-3 zone, it would appear, as they're playing off on that backside. We're going to have a reach on Messbarger. That's her first. Second foul called against, fifth foul called against Kearney Catholic here in the second half. And the Stars drop back on defense, pass through the lane, knocked loose, but Anna Squires couldn't come up with it, but that will force a turnover because Hallie Ramsey had trouble controlling the basketball, and they're going to whistle her for a double dribble. So unofficially here in the ball game, that's going to be 22 turnovers by Ord. Around the perimeter we go for Kearney Catholic. And they thought about the three, but now penetrating here is going to be Kylie Teal. Teal drives the lane, kicks it out, and back around the perimeter we go. Squires will get it off on the right side. Now a little ball fake. Here is Kylie Teal. They get it on that left side. Squires, Anna Squires for three in the corner. No good. Rebounded by Morgan Alexander. And Alexander will bring in the offensive zone here. He has it now on that right wing. Skips it out. Here's a long three by Barron. It is no good. Offensive rebound. The putback is missed. And on the ground, they're going to say it's a held ball. Well, they got a couple of looks at it. The alternating possession rule will give Kearney Catholic the ball here with a minute 55 to go. Now the possession arrow. We'll move over to Ord, but Stars will bring in the offensive zone off of the screen. Kearney Catholic give it right side for Anna Squire. She was open for three, but she's going to give it off to Messbarger. Messbarger is going to drive and take it off glass and score. Michelle Messbarger, that was a pretty drive as she was able to take it all in and hit it, that nice little right-handed layup over in traffic. Barron across the timeline. Stars meet her right there, put pressure on, but they work it up ahead here. Morgan Alexander will get it on the baseline. Quick jumper up, no good for Guideston for the Chanticleers. And coming out with a rebound is Kearney Catholic. So here come the Stars on the run, and the three-pointer's up and good. As Kylie Teal in transition is able to just stroke that one in. So with that, it is 47-15, less than a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Right side jumper, no good. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Chanticleers. Fighting for the rebound was Grimp, and she couldn't quite get her hands on it. Prosowski and Maddie Squire is going to check in. Long and Studi out here for Kearney Catholic. So we'll have to be specific when we talk about Squires because both Maddie and Anna are out there. 45 seconds to go. Prosowski with the dribble, facing the little 2-3 zone here. And they'll give it off on the right wing here from Michelle Messbarger. Right side, Prosowski catches it in rhythm. Her three is no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound that's going to be whistled against Kearney Catholic. That'll be on Squires. That'll be her third foul, Maddie Squires. And they'll face a little pressure. 30 seconds to go. 47. Squires makes the steal. 47-15. Maddie Squires has it and gives it to Prosowski. She's going to step back, fire another three. That one is also no good. And the rebound will go out of bounds. Last touch by the Chanticleers. So a cold shooting night here for Prosowski. Off the inbounds, a three by Michelle Messbarger. That, too, is missed, but it's going to be rebounded here by Kearney Catholic. And they work it inside to Anna Squires. Great pass, and Squires will lay it up and in. Nice little pass there to set up Squires. And, again, facing some pressure, Ord just kind of runs out of time. And that will be the end of the third quarter. 49-15. Kearney Catholic has the lead when we start the fourth quarter right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back here to Ord as the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth on the road here. for a Luplat Conference doubleheader. Right now, the girls' game controlled by Kearney Catholic, 49-15 as we start the fourth quarter. Ord's got the basketball, and they'll kick it in that left corner. Quick jumper here by Del Riso, and it goes out of bounds. And that will be off of one of the Chanticleers and out of bounds. Well, neither one of these two teams just tearing things up here. 7 of 23 behind the arc for Kearney Catholic, 1 of 5 for Ord from behind the arc. In the lane is Calling. She'll kick the ball back out, and it's intercepted. Nice steal, and on the run is going to be Ramsey. Ramsey layup, can't make it. Offensive rebound by Barron. Barron kicks it out into the corner, and around the perimeter we go, and that's going to be stolen away. That's Calling with the steal. Calling will lay it up, and that one's too strong. And then Calling, trying to get the ball back, will commit the foul. So each team with a couple of steals, each team with a couple of misses. And now the foul will be 7 as a team against Kearney Catholic. And that second personal foul whistled against Whitney Calling. So 1-1 coming up here for the Chanticleers. And at the free throw line is Barron. Her shot is no good. And an offensive rebound coming up with that bound is going to be Hannah Heil. And so the Chanticleers will have possession here. They'll kick it off on that right side. Barron thought about three. Doesn't want to shoot on top of Elena Bach. And the ball's on the ground, and Kayla Shundoff's going to tie it up. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney Catholic, so that will be an Ord turnover. Nice play there by Bach to help tie it up. She'll help bring the ball up court. She's got it on that right side. Throws it between the circles here to Prasoski. Cutting through. Collings got the ball, and they'll work it back around. Back out to Prasoski. Prasoski will step up 15 foot away. Her jumper up, no good. Rebound out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touch by Shundoff. Been a tough night shooting here for Allie Prasoski. But it hasn't really hurt the Stars on the scoreboard. They lead it 49-15. 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. Pass down low for Geidston, and we've got a foul after she lost the basketball. And they're going to say that was because it was on a pass. So the foul is going to be on Kearney Catholic, and at the line is going to be Hannah Heil. Heil's free throw is up and no good. And Kearney Catholic comes down with the rebound. On the run here is going to be the Stars. They get it to Bach on that right side. It's out of bounds. Off the fingertips of the girls in green and out of bounds. A little penetration there. They kick it out for Bach for the three-pointer. And couldn't come up with it. Pass through the top of the circle to Heil. Chanticleer's pass knocked away. Coming up with that loose ball is going to be Kayla Shundoff. So Shundoff comes up with it. She'll give it off on the left wing here for Connor. Her pass stolen away with the steal. Barron. Barron with the layup, and it goes out of bounds. We'll consider that a block by Morgan Studi, as Studi blocked it, and then it landed right back with Morgan Studi and out of bounds. So we'll give her a block. And Ord to miss, but the Chanticleers are going to inbound it underneath their own basket. And checking in just a little bit ago is Andrea Carson. Carson, her pass is going to be stolen away. So Kearney Catholic in the offensive zone. Going to give it for Studi. Back around the perimeter. Calling with a nice catch. Gives it to Connor in the corner. Connor back out to Studi. Back to Connor on that left side. Skip pass. Going to go out for Calling. Shundoff's got it. Little backdoor cut here. Pass inside, shot up, and good. Whitney Calling, as Kearney Catholic worked the ball inside for Calling. She got a great pass from Connor, and that'll be good for a 51-15 lead here. Open on the baseline, catching the ball. Turning and shooting is Geidston, but she missed it. And so Ord misses the opportunity, and the Stars now in the offensive zone. Around the perimeter, they get the box. She's going to fire a three. Her three is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by the Chanticleers. Barron is able to snag the rebound. And on that far side, well, there was a whistle, and the official in the near side actually blew the whistle. That'll be a timeout here for the Chanticleers. It is 51-15 with 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout with Ord trailing. Chanticleers take it. We'll take it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth up here in Ord as the Chanticleers trailing it 51-15. Kearney Catholic in control, but Ord does have the basketball on that far sideline. And to toss it in here is going to be Jordan Cook. Cook gave it away, now gets it back on the baseline, dribbles past Maddie Squires, and driving the lane and losing the ball was Grant. But Kearney Catholic, they blocked it, so that'll go out of bounds. And I think getting a hand on it, there was Anna Squires. So we'll give Anna credit for that one. Entry pass, knocked loose. Kearney Catholic tried to save it, but they ran out of some real estate there. So Ward will inbound it again underneath their own basket. 4:33 to go, fourth quarter, 51-15. And they'll kick it off on that right side, skipping out. Here's Landsman. Landsman on the dribble. We'll give her right back out here for Jordan Cook. And Cook's pass going to be tipped away and then stolen. That's Michelle Messbarger with the steal, with the layup, and with the bucket. So nice play there by Michelle Messbarger with the steal and the layup. And again, she didn't try to catch it right away. She just tipped it up ahead to herself and outran everybody. And the pass just across the timeline was knocked out of bounds by Morgan Studi. So she ran out of some room. Otherwise, she might add a similar effort on the other side. 53-15. Stars by 38. They'll be moving on now to 6-0 on the season. At the elbow, stepping through a double team was Grant, but Grant didn't realize it, so she didn't dribble, and she'll kick it off back around the perimeter. Cook's got it. Pass on that right side. Cutting through here is going to be Landsman. A little floater. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Kylie Teal. So Teal snags the rebound here. And they're working on the inside. Baseline drive by Messbarger. Missed. And the rebound is taken out of there by Alexander. So Alexander pulls down the rebound after Kearney Catholic had a pretty good look at it. And on the dribble is going to be Landsman. Landsman back around. Long skip pass. Dangerous. It's knocked loose by Kearney Catholic, but they can't make the steal. But the ball was then picked up by Cook in the front court, and she carried it in the back court. So that'll be an over and back that's forced by the defense. Kennesaw right now leading Shelton 8-7 at the end of one in girls basketball. The doubleheader on her sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. It's 53-15 in the fourth. And Kearney Catholic just turned it over, losing the ball momentarily with the Stars. So that'll be a turnover. And we're making some, no, we're going to have a timeout. Quick timeout here by Kearney Catholic. They lead it with 3:05 to go, 53-15. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land
So 3:05 to go here in the ball game. Kearney Catholic now will be 6-0 when they play host to Ravenna on Tuesday night and a girl-boy doubleheader to be heard on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Andrea Carson came in during that timeout. She's got the dribble here for the Chanticleers. She'll throw it on the right side here for Alexander. Alexander skips it out. for Guidston. Guidston gets it. She's going to fire a three, and she hits it. So that's a nice little three there for the Chanticleers. Pass into the corner for Messbarger. Messbarger helps work it around. Strite checked in a little bit ago. She'll help work it around the perimeter. On the dribble here is Kylie Teal. Teal will give it off on the left side here for Sarah Oldfather, who checked in during the timeout. And stepping up for the three is Strite. Her three is no good. Rebound will roll into the hands of Jordan Cook. And here comes the Chanticleers as they work it up. Shot no good on that underneath as they pass it up ahead here for Alexander. And on the run is the Stars, and they're going to call, well, they called a, there was a questionable move there with the basketball at the same time. Rick Petrie asked for a timeout with 2:05 to go here. So I thought they were going to call a turnover, but instead it's timeout Stars. They lead at 53-18 with 2:05 to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Kearney Catholic will inbound it underneath their own basket here, and it's stolen away. Taken down there by Jordan Cook. And after Kearney Catholic turns it over, they now have to drop back on defense. Here come the Chanticleers. Andrea Carson checked in a little bit ago. She'll help work it on the left side here for Guisden. Back to the right wing. Alexander's got it. Alexander is shut off there by both Strite and Smith for Kearney Catholic. Long knocked the ball loose inside, shot on the baseline, no good. Fighting for the rebound are a couple of Stars, and coming up with it is Smith. And she'll flash that smile. That's going to be on Grint. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. And there'll be some substitutions coming up here. Barron checking back in here for the Chanticleers. And Smith on the bounce will bring it across the timeline. She'll give it off for Strite. Entry pass inside for Long, trying to give it right back to Strite. Strite lost the basketball. Kearney Catholic turned it over. That's pretty good defense there by the Chanticleers. And Carson brings it across the timeline. It's stolen away by Smith. Smith is going to have to slow down. She's being double-teamed, so she just kind of changes her pace so she doesn't get trapped. And now Strite's got it on the baseline. Strite takes a little extra step on that baseline, and that'll be a turnover. So the Stars forced the turnover, and then they turned over themselves as we're in the final minute of the basketball game. 53-18, Kearney Catholic with the lead. And there's Tori Barron facing a little pressure. She'll get it back out of here for Cassidy Guisden. Kicks in the corner. Here's a three. Left side by Alexander. No good. Kearney Catholic comes up with the rebound after Ward misses the shot. And they're going to say it was knocked out of bounds off of the Stars. So Ward will inbound it underneath their own basket. And they'll just toss it in here for Barron. 45 seconds left. Barron's pass knocked away by Smith, and they're going to say Smith was the last to touch it. It ping-ponged around there. Smith hit it. It went off Alexander, then back off of Smith. So Barron will get it off on that right side, and it goes through the hands, and trying to save it was going to be Alexander, and she couldn't. Well, she saved it, but she also stepped on the sideline, so that'll be a turnover on the Chanticleers. Don't forget, tomorrow on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, Bertrand and Loomis, girl-boy doubleheader starting at about 6 o'clock. Top of the circle, penetrating here is going to be Oldfather. She lost it momentarily, but they'll save it, kick it off here for Morgan Teal, and Teal with a nice drive. So Teal will lay that one up and in. She's got a nice game going. 17 seconds to go, 55-18. And with the basketball here is going to be Ashley Carson. Carson gave it away, now gets it back. She'll throw it top of the circle with it. Guidston, 3 seconds left. Ball turned over as Oldfather comes up with it, and the Stars will dribble away with it, and that will do it for the ball game. Your final, 55-18, Kearney Catholic will now improve to a perfect 6-0 on the season. And the Lady Chanticleers will now fall to 0-4 on the year. Your final, 55-18. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Orne. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them right here at their Orne storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Got to stop in the home office of Misco's earlier today as we came into town. Once again, our final in girls basketball, 55-18. Stars now 6-0 on the season, and the Lady Chanticleers still looking for their first points of the year. Real quick, some team numbers for you. In terms of field goals, Kearney Catholic was 21 of 63 from the field, so that means they shot right at 33%. That was the same for Ord. They shot 33% as well, but they were only 7 of 21 from the field. Why so many more shots for Kearney Catholic? Why do they get another 42 shots? Well, they out-rebounded Ord by 10, 32 to 22 unofficially, and turnovers, 27 turnovers for the Chanticleers here in the ball game. Individual numbers will begin, first of all, for Ord as we take a look at their numbers. And again, very Spartan numbers for a team that end up scoring only 18 points on the day. Leading the way was Morgan Alexander. She finished with 5. Hallie Ramsey with 4. Kate Grint with 4. Cassidy Geidston with 3. And Caitlin DeRiso with 2 points in the ball game. And unofficially, rebounding-wise, I had Hallie Ramsey leading the way with a total of 6 rebounds here for the Chanticleers. Meanwhile, for Kearney Catholic, as we mentioned, they remain undefeated on the year, and it seemed like everybody was in the scorebook, led by Whitney Colling. She finished with 12. Kylie Teal with 11 points. Maddie Squires with 8. Allie Prasowski, a relatively quiet night. She finished with 7. Michelle Messbarger with 4. Anna Squires with 4. Kayla Shundoff, 4. Shayla Connor with 3. Morgan Teal had 2. And Morgan Studi finished with 1 point here on the night. Rebounding-wise, leading the way was Maddie Squires with 7 unofficially. Whitney Colling finished with 5. As a team, Kearney Catholic was 7 of 23 behind the arc, shooting a little bit over 30%. Their overall field goal shooting was 21 of 63, as we mentioned, for 33% on the night. They were 7 of 13 from the free throw line for 54%. Once again, your final in this one, 55-18. Kearney Catholic picking up the win here in Ord to remain undefeated on the season. Next up for Kearney Catholic will be a game against Ravenna on Tuesday night, a game that we will have for you on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Don't forget, coming up here in just a little bit, a great boys matchup in about 15 minutes or so. We'll tip things off. We'll have our pregame in about 10 minutes or so.